Lend me your ear and I'll tell you a story. Director of the Minneapolis-based Black Storytellers Alliance, Notando Zulu, and her husband have been together for over 42 years.
I'm Notando Zulu. I'm president of Black Storytellers Alliance, which is an affiliate of the National Association of Black Storytellers.
I'm Vusumusi Zulu, and I am whatever she says.
You guys are married, right?
There you go. There you go. What we do is that we show folks the value of the art of storytelling in a way in which when folks just think about storytelling, many people don't really think about it other than what they see as a final product in a movie, okay, or in theater in that form. But they don't think about how much power it carries with it.
This year, 2010, Minneapolis is hosting the 28th annual National Black Storytelling Festival and Conference.
My name is Dylan Pritchett, and I am the media past president, but for this festival, I'm the festival director for the 28th annual National Black Storytelling Festival and Conference here in Minneapolis. We try to go to a different city every year because part of our mission is to spread the word, to let people know the power of storytelling and what black storytelling is all about. This year's theme is Our Stories Are the Breath of Life, and we just want to focus on those stories that are important to us, that are meaningful to us, and each teller will present in their own way. The festival and conference is very inclusive in that we try to reach and touch not only the adults but the youth and families and other cultures. Some of them are personal stories about growing up with grandma or going to visit grandpa or sitting between mama's legs while she was doing hair and plaiting your hair and stuff like that. But the theme kind of drives the stories, but nonetheless, the listeners will be nodding their heads because what's being said, they understand. But everyone tells stories, and everyone enjoys a good story. Storytelling is really an adult art that you do for children.
One of the things that Billy wanted to do was sing, but Lord knows he couldn't carry a tune in a water bucket. But he could talk. He had a deep, rich voice. You know how to...
This is Rose McGee, a featured storyteller from Minneapolis, sharing a story at the National Conference.
So he was there, and he was thinking about that river, and it took him back to when he was about in seventh grade. Oh, man, river, that old man, river.
Notando and Vusumuzi Zulu talk about their roles in the Black Storytellers Alliance.
Storytelling is something that is not put in a box. It's used a lot of different ways, and so that's what we try to write grants to use it in different ways to show other people how it can be used. I'm on a roster that is doing a lot of work with seniors now, a senior population. It's called Art and Aging, and so that's been rewarding for me, you know, and just to hear their stories and help them to get their stories out because they're important, you know.
We have a program that we have been working on. It was called, after the African proverb, that when an elder dies, then a library is burned. So we are trying to get those stories, capture those stories, and get young folks to capture those stories. Now, when Otano was talking about working with some of those seniors, one of the great things that is, it's a negative, that is happening throughout the country is Alzheimer's. When those memories are wiped out for folks in terms of their connections with some of their immediate loved ones and so forth, storytelling oftentimes allows them to be able to enjoy the memories that they do maintain from way back when.
Festival director Dylan Pritchett talks more about the national conference.
I mean, this is the type of event that the servers will stop serving to listen to the stories, and that's what we want, you know. But we want to, as I said before, we want to leave something behind. The only way to do that is to come and see, but more importantly, hear, because that's how we learn, through the ear. And just as people are learning through the ear right now, that's how you learn. So we want to put something in the ear.
To tell your story or to put something in your ear, visit the Black Storytellers Alliance at www.blackstorytellers.com. For KFAI, I'm Katie Dussel.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.